Only the Starbug's dome-shaped drive section, scorched black from its encounter with the ice planet's stratosphere, poked up through the slow-shifting sea of snow dunes. Resting against the foot of the glacier, it fizzled and steamed for almost 5 days in the unrelenting blizzard before there was any sign of life. Finally, the small hatchway chinked open and light gushed out into the black Arctic night. Lister's face, encircled by parka fur, appeared grimacing in the opening. His gloved fingers folded around the rim of the hatchway before the blinding wind forced back the door and tried to close it on his head. The back of his skull slammed against the metal edging of the doorframe while a steel hatch jammed into his nose and began the slow business of cutting his head in two. He was helpless and close to blacking out. He was beginning to think that after all he'd been through, being dawed to death was a stupid way to die, when the wind changed direction for a second time and the hatchway gave to his frantic pushes. He fell out of the bug and teetered on a ledge of packed snow. He quickly discovered the only way to remain upright was to lean into the wind. He had to incline his body at an angle of 50 degrees. He felt absurd, but there was no other way of staying on his feet. He managed 3 steps at this angle before the blizzard inflated his parka hood and knocked him off the ledge. He slithered down the bank and dropped into the trough cut by Starbug's crash path. Gradually, he hauled himself to his feet and unfastened the small ship-issue snow trowel which was tied to his waist. He looked at it. It measured scarcely 4 inches across. He looked at what little of the bug was visible above the drift. At a rough estimate, he would have to shift about 800 tons of snow if the bug was ever to move. He tried 2 trowelfuls before the erratic blizzard swirled into the trough and tossed him like a broken kite into a snowbank 50 feet away.